I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstud. Next week's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast is going to focus on the topic of power versus force. On today's episode of Ask Me Anything, I'm going to be answering a question about love. What's the difference between being love and being loving? I have a client who is trying to understand love, real love, unconditional love. She understands it conceptually, but isn't quite sure what it really feels like. She thinks she's felt it at times in the past and wants to experience it again. Now, of course, we're not talking about the emotion of love, like falling in love or how much we love pizza. We were discussing love as the state of being. Being love itself is different than being in love or loving others. Of course, in the moment of our conversation, I was trying to explain the difference between being love itself and being in love. I really had to think for a moment because this is a concept that is difficult to put into words. When it comes to love, with a capital L, words really are not adequate. Love as a state of being is not the emotion, so don't confuse the two. Many do. This is why we fall in and out of love. This is why we love someone one moment and not the next. We toss the word around so much as to render it meaningless. We love certain people, foods, sports teams, TV shows, movies, celebrities, music, vacation destinations, you name it. We think that anything that captivates our attention enough, that draws us in so close we get lost in it, that this is love. We feel consumed by an extreme, overwhelmingly positive emotion of intense joy, happiness, calm, peace, contentment, bliss, and think this is love. We believe we feel it deep down into our soul, where we never want this feeling to ever go away, and if it did, it would crush us. Think of anything or anyone that you've fallen in love with. Isn't that what we feel when we fall in love with them? This intense, almost indescribable feeling that envelops us? Still, this is not love. When we think of love, we think of the romanticized idea about it. We think of the passion behind the emotion of love. These feelings, these emotions, are certainly aspects of love, but they are not love itself. They can be an expression of love, but they are not love itself. Love as a state of being is also not the energy that is in response or reaction to the external. Love as the state of being is the balance, the center, or fulcrum of our pendulum swing. And being in neutrality, it is neither high nor low, up nor down, positive or negative. The state of being love means there is no judgment. Nothing is either right or wrong. Contrast this to the emotion, archetype, or energy level of love. In this case, the opposite, or the pendulum swing, of love is hate. Yet love as a state of being holds no judgment. if love is the emotion, it is always in a state of judgment, which means there are conditions for it. We then judge someone, and then we will either love or hate them. With judgment, we will express or show love so long as the conditions are met. If the conditions are not met, we withhold love. But love as a state of being is unconditional, and love is expressed always without any condition. If you study the pendulum swings of the archetypes of purpose, you can clearly see the conditions and judgments from the ego. Love, as a state of being, never swings from high to low. The pendulum swings of the archetypes of purpose are from growth into lack, vitality into stagnation, inspiration into apathy, freedom into control, love into hate, peace into disruption, connection into aloofness, joy into grief, integrity into division, and courage into fear. But love, as a state of being, never wavers. It never swings from one to the other. It is always in a state of neutrality between the two. Love, as a state of being, is balance, harmony, contentment, joy, peace, a state of oneness where you are God and God is you. It is always unconditional and ever present so long as we are present with it. There is no greater statement or definition of what love is than what we could find in the Bible. God is love. It's just that simple. If God is love, then love is God. We are love itself, which means we are also God. This is a difficult concept to grasp, just as much as it is to grasp what love is. Seeing that God is love, it's no small wonder why we have such an equally difficult time knowing what love is. We use religion to know God, and we use spirituality to know ourself. Yet they're one and the same. God, or the consciousness of the universe, or even ourself, is all energy. If God is the totality of all energy, how can we be love when we place conditions or limitations on it? Yet this is exactly what we do with love. We put conditions on it, so we only love certain people who meet these conditions. We love some people, but not all. This is not love. But it is understandable that we would think this way. We've been programmed to believe love is reserved only for those deserving of it. If someone causes us or others we love harm, pain, or suffering, we hate them. We love our family, our children, our neighbors, and our country. But we also may hate certain family members, or some neighbors, or the people of other countries, many of whom we've never even met, much less know. Of course, the obvious argument is, well, how can we love those who harm us or make us suffer? I wonder how Jesus could love those who tortured and killed him. Well, of course, he was Jesus and we're not, right? If, according to religious belief, that Jesus was the Son of God, or God himself, and God is love, then obviously there were no conditions for Jesus withholding love. But if God is love, and we too are of God, Why do we place conditions on it? Because we've been programmed to do so, and we grow up without understanding that we are love. But we were born in love. Love isn't the emotion we express when conditions are right. That is conditional love. Love that is the very essence of our being is unconditional love. God is love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, tells us, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Why? Because God is love. Love is God. We are love. Being love is all about our connection to God, our source, the consciousness of the universe, the quantum field of energy, oneness, the all, the I am. Love is what we are, not what we feel. We cannot be connected to the state of love and express anger, worry, anxiety, fear, doubt, or jealousy. Those are emotions that have nothing to do with love. If we act out of any of those emotions, we have lost our connection to God. If we are jealous of our partner, we have lost our connection to God. If we are full of anger, we've lost our connection. If we live in worry, with anxiety or fear, we've lost our connection. If we blame another for anything wrong with our life, we've lost our connection with God. Those other people you don't love, well, they are you. They are God. But we can't see it and we can't feel it when we have no connection with the love that we are. We might think that if we are love, how could we lose our connection to it? Well, for the same reason we were born with a purpose and lost it. The same reason we struggle with so many things in life. We've forgotten who we are. Our ego, via our programming, tells us to trust the external for evidence of love. And so all around us, it appears very little of it exists. Instead, we see a lot of hate in the world. We fight with and blame one another. We don't trust one another. We're jealous of others. We envy others. We are impatient, arrogant, and rude. We blame and hate anyone who is not like us, our race, our ethnicity, our tribes, and anyone outside our borders. There is no love to be found there. Because we look to the external, we see very little evidence of love. We look all around and see no love, because we don't even love ourselves completely. The very things we don't love about ourselves is what we see in others, thinking the problem lies in them. The only reason we don't see love in the world is because we are not living in the state of love ourselves. We're looking in all the wrong places for it. The only place love exists is within, because we are love itself. God is love. Many will look at the news and social media, and it's likely they will see it filled with a lot of hate, jealousy, bitterness, mistrust, finger-pointing, and arguing over all kinds of social ills. Where is the love in all of that? When did we stop loving our fellow man? When did we stop caring for our brothers and sisters? Does it matter who they are or what tribes they belong to? Does it matter where they were born or where they come from? Aren't we all of the human race? Are we not all of God? And isn't God love? Why can't we see that we too are love itself? Well, if they think the world is full of hate, then that's on them. What we believe or feel, we attract. If their news feed on social media is full of that, they brought it to themselves. If they hate their neighbor or anyone on this planet, it's because of the hatred in their heart. It's not the others they hate, it's themselves, because they've lost their connection to love, to God, and ultimately to themselves, their true being. Now, my social news feeds are filled with so many positive, uplifting, inspiring messages of love. I see examples of love everywhere I go and with almost everyone I meet. It's rare for me to see anything but love. I'm no different than anyone else. We are all one. I love myself because I know I am love itself. And I see myself in others, no matter who they are, where they are from, or how they live their life. I place no conditions on them. Anyone who does not express love to all doesn't know what love is. And they can't if they haven't realized the love within themselves. All you need is love. Substitute the word love with you. What the world needs now is love. You are love itself. So what the world needs now is you. Imagine if you were love itself. If only you believed that. The thoughts you would have, the actions you would take, the way you would treat yourself and others, the things and people you would attract, what you could become and the life you would have. If only you would remember who you are. You are love itself. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.